It is The Riot. This is our podcast, special podcast, because, well, I mean, the anniversary show isn't in this podcast, but you will hear us talk about it a bunch.
You'll hear a lot. If you go to riot.radiou.com, that's our website, you'll see it posted right there. We hosted a special Riot anniversary show on our YouTube channel, which is called Radio U Riot. We had an amazing time. It was so much fun as we marked another year of hosting The Riot.
We did. So take some time, check it out. It's kind of a bonus Riot for you.
That you can watch.
Yeah.
Because again, normally you're just used to the podcast and we're just these voices.
Well, this is one you can see. So you guys enjoy this podcast, enjoy that anniversary show, and I'm going to get some cake.
And
donuts.
And
coffee.
And
what else?
The bathroom.
Yeah, I really want to go to the bathroom. I've had to go to the bathroom for like 3 hours.
Okay, because normally our podcast intros can be
like
rather
really long,
can be rather lengthy, and I'm like
verbose.
Are we done?
Okay. We're done. I want to go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
If you guys want to, I'll go Periscope in there so you can see what's going on.
Again, don't forget riot.radiou.com and join us at Radio U Riot on Facebook. And of course, you don't leave yet.
Okay, guys. And have a good podcast.
And enjoy this podcast as well. And have a great day. Bye,
Bye.
Obi.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of The Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Listen, I don't want to make you feel unimportant. Because you're not. We're all important. We're all special little snowflakes.
Each and every one of us.
Every single one of us. But we all know that the royal family in the UK, we seem to be obsessed with them here in the United States, despite the fact that our forefathers bled and died to free us from their tyranny.
I don't know. I don't feel like people are obsessed as maybe when they have, like, things going on. Yeah,
a wedding
or a thing. And I feel like maybe some of the obsession definitely has gone away.
Well, as an American, here's something you might not know. The Queen of England keeps corgis.
Doggies?
Mm-hmm. Corgis. Here's something.
Corgis.
I like calling them corgis.
Well, that works, too.
Because I like to say OGs.
I think it's a corgi.
All right, so she has corgis, little corgis. And I want you to know that these corgis have a life that is far, far better than yours. Far beyond anything that you could ever dream of. Do you know that the corgis are served by several butlers?
Oh, really?
Each and every corgi has a specific
person.
Well, no, but not a specific. They have like, there's a couple for each couple of dogs, but they are fed by hand a very specific hand-prepared menu that is specialized to each individual dog and whatever needs they might have.
Yeah, that dog, their dog food is better than our food.
Well, most of them are fed steak. And all of their their serving dishes are pure silver.
We're great.
And it's not just a matter of that, but in general, all of them are specifically cared for. So if like one of them they feel needs a little more exercising, there's a guy that's his job to take care of that.
That's good. You know how like now you feel like there's a person that you don't have anybody to help you with your exercise needs, or you go to a restaurant and you want to ask for a specific way to change, and then it just becomes a problem.
Yeah.
It's like you can't have things like you would want them. They get their life all taken care of.
But, you know, while you may not have a lot in common with these corgis, something that you do share in common with them is that when they get a treat, they often have a scone that's crumbled up in their bowl.
Yes, who doesn't have that?
So let's face it. You go to Starbucks and get a scone and crumble it up in your coffee cup or bowl. And
you're
so
practically
do they.
Living the life of a corgi at the palace.
Totally the same.
How many do they have?
You know what? I don't have a number here. Well, you know what? Right now, the queen only has two. But previously, she's had many, many more than
Good
that.
Good for them.
So, it turns out that Town and Country, which will be on sale this week, Dr. Mugford, he is the
what is
like
all
the
that?
House vet.
Is that magazine?
Town and Country's a magazine. I don't know where I've seen it, but I know I have.
In town or in the country?
Probably. And they interview him. He's going to go in great detail about the specific care of the royal dogs.
Okay. Well, now we know to look for that article.
Yeah. So just remember, no matter how bad things get today, or no, No matter how good things get today, there's some dogs on the other side of the world that are absolutely being treated better than you.
They're getting a scone in a bowl.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, 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 go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Nikki just got her monthly subscription box. Someone got her a box.
I've never done one of the monthly boxes. I know you did a trial on the
Loot Crate.
Loot Crate one. So this is one of the beauty ones. Someone gave me for my birthday like a 3-month trial of it.
Uh-huh.
And
so what do you think of it?
They're small in there, aren't they? Those are just very small ways to test out something. I thought it was going to be like a shoebox size or something.
And it's more like a phone box size.
I like small phones, so yeah, it's a small phone box.
Yeah, it's little.
So outside of that, I guess it's okay. I also don't like stuff that's too smelly, so.
Too smelly?
The Romance de Provence.
I told Nikki it's an essential oil.
Here, you try smelling it.
I can smell anything ever.
Oh, you should be able to smell
it. So?
I got a mud mask. I got a couple bottles of that thing.
Don't spill this.
And then I got some sort of hairspray thing. So,
okay.
Yes. Do you want me to wear that every day? I don't think you do.
Yeah, okay.
You just want to keep that over there?
I'm afraid.
In case you pass out.
If you want to know the truth.
I'm bring you back.
I'm afraid I got some on me.
Did you? It's pretty intense.
It is way intense.
Now it smells really bad. It's
you just
too
put
much.
A little bit on and then your body naturally mixes with that.
A little
and
bit
creates
goes a long
its own
way.
Scent.
Well,
yeah.
I got two of these. So if you want one of those, you can have it.
Yeah, I want one. I can't wait to get my hands on one.
And then I got some sort of glow thing. So I was thinking at first when I got gifted it, I thought, well, this is great. I need to spend a little bit more on me each month. You know, let's have some. Maybe I want to continue the subscription or something. But these are tiny.
No, not enough. Well, but aren't they? They're concentrated, right? So that means they're supposed to go
farther.
It's just
a trial thing. That's all that is. This is a glow getter. It's a highlighter.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like when I had Loot Crate, there's part of me.
Was it this small stuff?
Not necessarily.
So you got a t-shirt and stuff.
Yeah, I got like a t-shirt. The one time I got a little Funko Pop figurine. Like I actually really liked Loot Crate. I just didn't feel like, it just seemed like a waste of money.
Sure.
Okay, here's $20 a month. I think I did it for 3 months and I basically gave away almost everything I got in it. Like I would give it to people, which was fun. But at the same time, I was like, I don't really need these. Like, what were they?
Oh, the stink
it's
is
on my
so
finger.
Bad from that
it's
stuff.
It's all over my fingers.
You mean I could gift this to you, like
no,
you were
saying.
I don't
saying, want you to gift it
I
to me.
I don't
want
to hoard all the stuff myself. If you want the Romance de Provence, I mean, you just let me know.
I'm good.
This you could travel with. It could fit in your wallet.
I have to go wash my hands just to let you know.
We have to wash the studio.
Yes.
It's over here, too.
Well, if anybody's got a good box like that, let us know. I keep getting ads for there's like... I think the Loot Crate people are massively diversifying.
Back.
Like they, it's not just Loot Crate now. It's like, pick your thing. Like, we now have the video game box and the this box and the that box. And I'm just like, okay, guys.
Well, there's tons of, like, beauty boxes, snack boxes, meal boxes, shoe boxes. Like, all that stuff. But
yeah. I think it was a thoughtful gift.
No, I was very excited and...
You know, it's just
I got
that,
the box.
Though, that's the thing about Loot Crate is sometimes I would get the box and it would be really exciting.
Other times.
And then other times you open it up and you're just like, oh gosh, yeah. This is great, guys. Where did you get all this? Look at the savings.
Just
wow.
I also went in and customized, so maybe the next box would be more for me. Because I really don't like things that smell a lot like what we just tried a little bit.
I'm afraid to touch my eyes.
It's very musky smelling.
That's a
good call on that.
Okay.
I like something a little bit lighter, a little bit more citrusy.
Or more fruity.
Yeah, something like that.
This smells like someone's trying to smother you.
You're going to find, though, I'm going to take this. I think it's like a perfume sort of little
Parfum de Toilette.
Yeah, I'm going to take this and hide this somewhere in your office. It's good. I don't know if you'll ever find it, but you're going to smell it every day for the rest of your life.
Just remember, there's two people that can do things like that.
You could just get that back at me.
Yeah.
There are two bottles, so we'll hide that.
Yeah.
And next riot gear,
some parfum.
Maybe you'll get my bottle of parfum.
You never know.
If you're lucky.
Now, little Essence Day Nikki.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's a bonus. I won the bonus pack.
This smells just like Nikki. And you're like, no, it doesn't.
I sent it away because I don't want it to smell.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
I will tell you, after a good scrub of my hands...
you still smell it?
No.
You're good?
I don't think so.
I smell over here.
I got it done. Nikki off air, though, was like, why is that smell still here?
It's on me. That's all right. Note to self, don't open up, perfume type. Yeah, beauty box, when still on the air.
Nikki, would you rather have a cashmere sweater?
A cashmere sweater?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You like cashmere?
I don't usually gravitate towards it, but...
I don't think I even know what cashmere feels
like. It's very soft. A lot of times it'll be like a scarf or something, but it's very soft and very comforting.
It's expensive, right?
A lot of times, yeah.
I mean, I just stick with the polyester.
The plastic.
That's good enough for me. Yeah. I like that. You get a little polyester, and that way it just melts right on you.
It moves with you.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Very comfortable. Love that. Maybe a 50-50 blend.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Polyester, a little cotton. Don't want to have too much cotton, though. Wouldn't want to be comfortable. So,
cotton is the fabric of our lives.
It is. The touch, the feel. there is a company that is actually is in court, Edinburgh Woolen Mill. Now, this is a company in the UK, but keep in mind that... if it's happening there, it's probably happening here.
Are they going to say that it's not real cashmere?
That's what they're saying.
So what is it then?
They're saying that if you really dig down into it, you'll find that there's a lot of alternative materials that are being introduced with the cashmere, including, and here's my personal favorite.
Don't say puppies.
No, not
because, that's what you expect. It's made from kittens.
We're grinding up puppies and kittens because it's a lot cheaper.
That's why it's so soft.
But we capture their screams first, and that's what really makes it soft.
What is it? What is it allegedly the blend of?
Well, not as bad as that.
Okay, good.
So that's something.
So step up.
Rat fur.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, you're lying. No,
it's
not.
Is that worse than dead puppies?
I don't know. I'm torn. I don't want to value one animal's life more than the other, but really, rat?
You can take a rat's fur without killing it.
Oh, yes, they're using tweezers. What do you think they're doing?
You just shave it.
That's not...
Then you let it grow back, and then you get their fur again.
Are there rat mills? No, they're not doing that.
Yeah, they are.
Is it really a rat blend?
Well, I mean, that's what they're alleging.
What else?
Well, I don't know. That's just what they say. They say that the alternatives are being woven in, including rat fur, but they're being advertised as 100% cashmere.
Ew.
What? That...
The rats, they just call them cashmere.
Well,
like that's their names.
His name is cashmere.
So then it's 100% cashmere.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see.
Can't we just be honest?
Well, what's interesting is a lot of these items, which they're like, hey, it's made here and wherever. No, they just make them in China. And so the wool stretching machine, which apparently is where cashmere comes from, you get some rat fur in there.
Aww.
So that's a big deal.
So, I bet there's doggy too.
You think so?
Well, there's always been that drama of like, okay, you go buy a coat or something and it's fur trimmed, but it's like, what is it? And it's not really fur. But then they find out like it's dog fur, even though it's supposed to be.
Like whatever fur?
Well, like non-fur.
But I mean like.
What is that?
Okay. I mean like as long as you're not slaughtering them,
They are.
I think so.
They are. They're using whole dog. And that's the problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like the buffalo. You know, they use the whole thing.
No one is kindly shaving any of these creatures to get whatever we need out of them.
I thought about this over the weekend. I don't think we actually want to know where anything comes from.
No, it's all... And it's hard, too, because legally they're allowed to have so much of something in it without telling you.
Right.
So, yes, they might have rat and cashmere. But, like, I bet you if it was just 8% or 9% of it... then it'd be allowed. But since they crossed over the 10 mark, it's something that they have to disclose.
The sad part is Nikki is 100% correct.
Yes, that's how it goes. Same thing with our food. Same things with what we wear.
Well, that we were looking at something last week where it was like, oh, if it had been...
It was wood. Parmesan cheese.
That's right. It was the Parmesan cheese. It was like, 3.5% to 4%, sure, but this
is
8%.
It can be of wood particles, but as long as it crosses over the thing, then they have to start doing an investigation into it.
Mm-hmm. So I hope you paid extra for that cashmere. It's lovely, really.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Just to be clear, we don't really care what you're wearing. So, like, if you want to call naked or text naked, it's fine. But
some of us might.
I just want you to know that if you're going to do more than that, you should really put on some clothes. Like, for example, let's say you live in Nashville. Let's say you're going to the airport. I would highly recommend you put
some clothes on. Well, yeah. I think they'll make you once you get there.
This is fantastic. There's a guy who captured all of these photos yesterday of a naked guy walking into the Nashville airport, taking the escalator up to the American ticket counter, and waiting in line at the American ticket counter.
Well, I've seen, like, you know, we've all seen the stories in the beginning when you're trying to make a protest against the security stuff when they search you. Mm-hmm. So you've ever so often seen somebody take a few items of clothing off in protest.
Right.
But not normally a naked person just walking through the whole thing.
A whole, like, fully naked. Yeah. And I've got the photos to prove it.
Yes, Eric?
I have a question. Say you just approached, you need to go to the ticket counter, and that's the last guy in line, and you need to line up behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, or how many people do you allow to go in front of you? No.
go ahead, please.
Can you line up right behind me, or do you need, how many people is a good buffer?
Here's what I think you do.
Between his butt.
I think you act like nothing's wrong at all, because he's there for the attention.
Sure.
So I think if you just walk up and get in line behind him,
there's that.
No, but actually what you really need to do is figure out how to get in front of him, because once he gets to the line, things are going to slow down a lot more.
Now, that's also true.
So you need to be in front of the naked man.
You think he's a high-maintenance customer when he gets up there?
Let's just say more people are going to come to the counter. Security might come to the counter. It's going to take a while. He's not going to just be grabbing a ticket and going.
Like, that's one way of looking at it, but the other is this guy has nothing to check. So you can be assured
you're right.
So, I mean,
TSA?
He's walking. I'm not sure he's actually flying.
He might be high, but he's not flying.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, they didn't let him fly.
Yeah,
I think they'd probably make him put a towel down. But, I mean, this could be a lot worse. Can you imagine the nightmare of, all right, it's bad enough that you're waiting behind him at the ticket counter.
Oh, but.
But if you walk onto the plane.
Oh, and he's your seatmate.
That's the one where I'll have to tell you, I'm not going to be able to act like nothing's wrong.
That's right. You put your shoulders in. You just kind of curl up like you do normally when you don't want to, you know, get too close to everybody on a plane. And you just kind of rock there silently in a ball.
Excuse me, flight attendant. Listen, I don't want to be that guy, but somebody else is being that guy.
No, you pass a note.
Yes. Here. If you could just take this, I'm going to need a different place to sit.
And then that way the steward person comes up and says, well, someone's complaining. And it's like, oh, it's not me. It's not me who complained.
I haven't done anything.
No. Why? I'm perfectly fine with you being naked next to me on the plane.
Hey, what's the big deal?
Yeah, that's just
society's
drama.
Too restrained, really. They need to loosen up a little bit. So the police did come. And here's the thing I find really interesting, too, is that this is the first time he's gone in the airport, but apparently he's well known for being naked walking around outside
the airport. Oh, he's just fine with that.
Could have been a cooler day in Nashville, though, yesterday. I haven't checked the forecast.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not.
You might as well listen to the Worst of the Riot. The Riot.
It is the Riot joining us in the studio, Hudson.
Hudson smells like maple syrup.
Hello. Yes, the whole car smelled like maple syrup, and I wish I had that air freshener all the time.
There's nothing wrong with the smell of maple, even if Nikki has revealed this morning she doesn't like the way maple syrup smells.
No, I don't like maple syrup, so that includes the smell of it. So I am not usually a fan of the McGriddle, even though this is an interesting McGriddle. McDonald's is testing the chicken McGriddle. So Hudson brought not just one.
Yes.
He got one for everybody.
To bring in for everybody to take a test.
I didn't want
of.
Anybody to be left out.
No, it was good. I'm sure. Like, how much are they?
They were $2.
$2.
$2 okay. Flat.
Okay, so
four?
Yeah, 50 cents a piece. Well, that's fine. So you're getting literally the McChicken meat and the McGriddle
topping bread.
No accoutrement.
What is this?
It's not an English muffin, but it's like a
I don't know. It's just a thicker pancake, really.
It's okay.
With maple syrup in that?
Yeah.
No cheese, no nothing, no egg?
Yeah, I thought there might be, you know, something extra. But that's all right. I'll give this a shot.
Because there's something obscene about eating egg on chicken.
And you top it with cheese.
It's bad enough that you've slaughtered a chicken, but must you put its unborn child over its dead meat?
What do they normally call it where it's like the sea sky...
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
about. That's like one of those behind-the-scenes things where you put, like, chicken, fish, and a hamburger together in
can
one.
Can we eat the thing?
I see Eric is ready to do the taste test.
Holding this reeking of maple syrup. Let's eat.
All right, so this is the chicken McGriddle, which is being taste tested.
Yeah! Oh!
I see we like it.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, I really do
like it.
Really
it
is good, yeah.
Better than the sausage ones? Because that's Obie's sandwich of choice.
Whether you get sausage or bacon, this chicken really makes the maple syrup shine.
Yeah, I've
because
never...
you get sausage or bacon, like a chicken waffle so heavy thing in there. This is just like sweet meat.
I think it might be like the pepper or like some of the seasoning on the chicken that just brings it out.
Mm.
It actually is really good.
Is it?
Yeah,
surprisingly good.
A good taste test. Everybody's going to eat their whole taste test item.
Yes.
Normally, we eat like a couple.
I'm eating the whole thing.
And we put it on the break room counter for somebody else to have. You're going to eat the whole thing?
Oh, undoubtedly. Hudson, not even a question.
You brought in the best one maybe ever.
Have you guys ever had chicken and waffles before?
Because I had chicken and waffles.
I haven't. Yeah, so I mean, this is a new. Some people are like,
We've had chicken and waffle potato chips too. But just never,
Man. This is...
How are you still talking and not eating?
I'm doing both.
It's so the good. Show. He has to.
All right,
so McDonald's is taste testing or testing, but this is only so many Central Ohio locations and a few in Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh, that's it.
For the Chicken McGriddle. But this isn't, like we talked, this is like a franchise testing, not like a McDonald's corporate level testing.
Right. Did you see if this was an all-day menu item? Because this should of anything.
I don't think because they're not doing the McGriddles all day here still.
No, that's the problem with that.
Well, I'll just tell you right now, McDonald's corporate.
Why didn't corporate do that? Way to ruin it.
Wake up.
This is worth getting up early for.
But dude, Hudson never, he's usually up before like 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
So all right, well, Hudson, I'm going to give you credit for their idea.
I said the other day, I would like to think that they got the idea from us. Because this seems like something we would come up with.
And we mentioned earlier, it's available in Central Ohio, which is Radio U88.7, and then Oklahoma, which Radio U is there as well.
Yeah.
So this is where Radio U is.
They probably just heard us talking about it, about wanting chicken and McGriddles.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
Everybody takes all of our ideas.
Yeah.
This is...
good? You guys keep
really
eating.
Is. Like, you know how you hear us on the radio, you're like, oh, of course you say that. You always say that. No. This really is something special, guys.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
Now, at some point, one of us is going to have to be strong. Now, don't think for a minute I'm talking about the Riot.
I was going to say, out of us two, or?
We know... we're not going to be strong about anything.
Yeah, we tend to, well, we think we might in the beginning, but then we tend to just agree with each other and go along with it.
Yeah. I believe that is called enabling.
Mm, is that the word?
It's a word.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the word, but I'll tell you, there is a certain...
we're enablers.
There is a certain like, oh, well, you deserve it.
We have a certain childlike enabling.
It's not healthy. It's not.
Yes, but it's got an innocent heart with it.
Most assuredly. But what I'm saying is that we, at some point as a society, someone needs to start a counter-revolution in which we stand up and say, no, we will not buy your limited edition pastry treat. I don't want a different flavor of Oreos. I don't want this. I don't want it. Like, whatever. Like somebody that stands up and says, your limited time Lay's potato chips, you can shove them. And you know what? These Pringles that taste like peppermint? Who wants a peppermint Pringle? Just stop. We will not be on the cutting edge of that revolution. Because every time they announce a limited anything, I'm like, we got to get that. We got to get in there. We got to go. And what I read yesterday about the Ghostbuster Slimer Twinkies, I was like, wow.
Well, we got to try that, don't we?
I'm going to need that. I'm going to have to get my hands on that.
What does that flavor end up actually tasting like, or do they describe it?
All right, Nikki, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
I want you to just imagine for a minute.
We have a Twinkie.
Okay. There's a gateway to flavor.
Yeah.
All right. And that gateway is locked. And the only thing you need is a key. And when you take that key and you put it in, you unlock the lime.
Is that your credit card
it's
when you buy them?
It's a key lime slime.
Oh, key lime. Okay.
Right? It's the key to a world of lime flavor.
Actually, I bet you a key lime Twinkie would taste pretty good.
I'm not really a fan of lime.
Lime.
I mean,
lime.
Okay, like lemon lime, like a Sprite. Okay. But, I mean, what is lime without lemon?
Well,
lost. It's a little lost.
Lime is good. Like, if you ever go to a restaurant and you throw them for
a
complete loop, and I always ask for a lime with my water, and 9 times out of 10, I'm still given a lemon.
Yeah, because but they're that just one like, time,
well,
whatever.
Well, she meant lemon, right?
Yeah.
But that one time, I actually get the lime.
It's exciting.
It's a flavor explosion.
Well, and something to think about, too, is that... I just lost my train of thought. No, you talk about lime and water, but have you ever, and which I get that.
Yeah.
But do you ever say to yourself like, oh, this Twinkie, if I could just get a little spritz of lime on it. Hey,
sounds
could you
good
put
to
a little
me.
Lime on this Twinkie for me?
Well, in it with
this
the
is
cream.
A gas station, ma'am. We don't have limes here.
I had on Sunday Diet Dr. Pepper with lime
and vanilla.
It's delicious.
How did you even pull that off?
It's so good.
Did you, okay, wait. So you went to a freestyle machine.
Yeah. By the way,
offer?
Of Sonic.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's all this flavoring. It's really good.
I actually just want to try it now.
You should.
We should go to Sonic.
I'm up for it. It's delicious.
We should go get... I really do like how I can get all kinds of stuff mixed there.
I know.
And they have happy hour.
I know. Look, see, we enabled.
Yeah, do you guys see what just happened?
See it? An innocent enabling.
We didn't mean to.
Just like, I'll take that. That sounds
great. We didn't
great.
Mean to. See, we can't... Nobody's standing up to anything.
No one's saying no. Why do you just have water?
Yeah. I mean, I have water right here.
Yeah, but we don't need
do
to drink it.
You see a lime
it.
In there?
I don't see Diet Dr. Pepper. I don't see lime, and I don't see vanilla.
Okay. This is why we need an intern. We need an intern that when these moments happen, we just say, get over there and get that. All right.
You're a leader.
Key lime Twinkies coming soon with the Ghostbusters logo near you.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
So, Nikki, I have become aware, really just in the last 10 to 15 minutes, slash maybe 24 hours, of a problem that I am having. And it's emerging all over.
And if it's a problem, then that means we can all work towards helping it.
No, I don't think I'm going to be able to fix it, if you want to know the truth.
It's an acceptance of, then, the problem.
Kind of. Okay, in the field we work in, this, we use our words to paint pictures. We use our words to communicate, et cetera, et cetera. This is what we do. You guys know that. You know that because you're listening right now. So yesterday I told someone, actually, let's start with this morning, the moment of realization. I was... Like, really. This Friday on Netflix, you've got Fuller House. I don't really care. But you have Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2.
Ooh, yeah, that's also on Friday.
That's some kung fu fighting, man.
There it is.
So I'm interested in that. Michelle Yeoh, Green Destiny, all that stuff. I want to see this movie. And so I thought, we'll go on the air and I'm going to say, you know what, I'm really excited about that. But in reality, I'm mildly interested.
Sure.
I'm not really excited about it. Really excited would be like, you know, I'm thinking about it and I'm making plans for it and I can't wait and I've called some friends and like I'm excited. I'm tweeting about it. I've talked to people about it. No, I just happened to remember that it's Friday and I thought, oh, I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Then yesterday in a conversation I had with somebody, I was like, oh yeah, I started thinking about that and I was really freaking out. And then I sat down and blah, blah, blah. I wasn't, like, when I say really freaking out, you imagine me pacing, tearing things off the walls, like running up and down stairs trying to calm down. I'm doing yoga poses, like I'm screaming, like all these different things. Like, he's freaking out. What I really did was I sat down, I was like, I got to do something. So I made a list. And then I began working through the list till I felt like, oh, this is okay. This is better.
Sure.
That was me really freaking out.
So are you concerned that the problem is, at description wise, you feel like it's an exaggeration?
Oh, yeah. I immediately take it. But that's just how I talk. Like for
but
me,
he's not actually doing that.
Yeah, it's like you're excited. I'm not actually. Like, are you freaking out? No.
It's why people are surprised when they find out you do not just play video games all weekend.
I just can't
describe it in a normal way.
Like, I cannot use normal terms like, oh my gosh, I went to the store. It took forever. I stopped by the store. It took 3 minutes.
Yeah, forever.
It was
That's because
forever.
You're a wordsmith. And you need to make it or express just how it really was. So you just use big words.
I guess. But I think, like, I don't think I'm doing a very good job. I mean, maybe in this room. But the problem is that what makes, I feel like what makes me good in here makes me not good out there.
Sure. Well, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. All right. Well, just to let everybody know. I am mildly interested in maybe streaming Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2. I figure I'll watch half of it, lose interest.
And never pick it up again.
Well, and then a couple days later, I might finish it.
Finish it if you want. Okay,
maybe.
See, we hear you, and we understand that that means that maybe Obi will watch it this weekend, maybe not.
I won't.
That means he's probably going to favor that over Fuller House or whatever else is going on.
But if you said to me, hey, are you excited? I'd be like, yeah, I'm super pumped about it. I can't wait to watch it.
That's what that means.
Yeah. Not very precise, the language there.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
Your question of the morning, which popular game show
it's a tough one
features the following theme song?
Normally we don't offer such a hard question in the morning.
Well, you know, it's an audio daily double, I like to say.
Brian has got your answer.
All right, Brian, what theme show, what is
it? Song is this for?
What is Jeopardy?
Why, it's the answer to the question of the morning.
Very good. Enjoy your ride. You have a great day.
Thanks a lot, you guys, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, Nikki, did you see why we'd be talking about Jeopardy this morning?
I did not. Is it in the news?
What is... There seems to be a problem with Canadian Jeopardy. Do you know that due to some trade restrict, something, whatever, Canadians will no longer be allowed to be on Jeopardy? What's that about?
I thought Alex Trebek was Canadian. I don't know why I would think that, but...
He just has a certain politeness about him.
Apparently.
He seems like a nice man.
I will look this up.
The deal is, in order for it to air in Canada, they were going to have certain something whatevers.
Maybe they have to have so many Canadians.
I don't know. All I know is that you might see a Canadian in the next 18 months because that's how far out they schedule guests.
Oh, that they film?
But from now on... No Canadians will be allowed to be a part of Jeopardy.
Except Alex Trebek. He was born in Ontario.
Right, but he has dual citizenship.
So he's allowed to.
So he can still make that work. But all you other Canadians, you're out! Get out!
Well, you don't have to leave. You just can't be on Jeopardy. So if you're saying get out of the building that Jeopardy is hosted in.
I mean, get out of the green room.
Okay,
you're
not
going to be a contestant.
If not, they might take that as like, just get out totally.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be like war. You guys don't have to get the gun or the boat. I'm just saying that.
Oh, no, we have other countries.
Yeah, I have the Stars and Stripes Forever. It's odd that it's queued up. Right after Canada. Right there.
Do we have anything else? Is that it?
I mean, are you feeling like you wanted something a little more stirring?
Well, I didn't know if we have other ones from other countries. But I love ours, so.
You know what? I have the Middle Earth song.
That's okay, that does actually count from another country.
This is New Zealand music,
Nikki.
Well,
they accepted that. New Zealand just knows that.
It's real.
That's what they have to do for the rest of their country's life.
Here I have British music, too. Let me see. There you go. Anything else? Oh, look, I have more British music. I got it all. Anything else you need?
Nope.
Still good?
We have just songs from around the world.
Hey, Canada, you're not going on Jeopardy. So, you know what? You guys can have your own Canadian at Jeopardy, eh?
This is Dr. Who.
Have your own version. Well, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong?
No.
Something wrong with that? I got some. What else do we got in here? Oh, here you go. No, this is one.
It's like a treasure chest, and if you open it up, it's hard to put it all back in.
It is hard to put it back in.
Yes.
And then one last thing for our.
I'm sorry at this point that I asked.
Our Atlantean friends. Some whale sounds.
It's actually rather soothing, isn't it? This is why this is the stuff you're supposed to sleep to.
The heart of the sea, Nikki.
But then you dream that you're drowning.
Yeah. And then after you're drowning, you're going to be dead. So you're going to need some nice. Funeral-like music for that,
okay.
Too. So,
all right. Well, thanks for the... Just put your audio stuff away.
I actually love Mozart's Requiem because it's supposed to be really serious, but I feel like it plays really well with comedy.
Sure.
So, and I wouldn't be the first person to think that.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
Man. Today is one of those days when all of mankind joins together. It's exciting, right? I mean, as we begin to ponder the future and what it is that we have to look forward to, when we all know that there's one thing we can agree on. You know what I'm saying? Like, as people, how it's like there's all these different things where it's like we have different creeds, we have different... skin colors, countries, whatever it is.
Yeah,
you know,
but normally when we all band together, it's not actually for something good.
Well,
because we all
time,
don't like something.
But this time, you're wrong.
So what is it?
Because this time, I think we're all marching to the same drum, Nikki. We're all headed to Burger King, hand in hand, skipping down the road, because today is hot dog day.
There it is.
All those new hot dogs. And I'll tell you something. Say what you will about fat Americans, how we can't skip, and walking down the street together is hard with our chubby fingers not really interlocking. We're looking past all the things that make us different, and we're looking towards all the things that make us the same.
Was it that Burger King, did we hear, that is now the largest supplier of hot dogs or buyer of hot dogs?
They're the hot dog king now, Nikki. Now, they're not changing their name.
Because what do you think about Burger King? Well, yeah, you think hot dogs, don't you? And that flame broiled grill thing all ready to go for the hamburgers.
It's right there in the name, Burger King. It's a hot dog place. Today's the day.
Are you going to try a hot dog?
I would like to.
Yeah.
I would. Now, I've got plans for chicken fingers for lunch today.
You can't interrupt that.
But here's the thing. I don't have any dinner plans.
That's true.
I don't have... We probably need to go get a hot dog. Shoot. I have to work that out.
Do they still have the Dr. Pepper milkshake?
Do they? No, you don't eat that.
I said that's good.
You threw it up last time.
I don't think I threw it up because of the milkshake.
Okay.
It was the stress of it.
This is what happens.
That's what happens.
This is what happens. This is how you... This is where the problem is.
You just go back.
We're just like, listen, maybe if we'll try it again. That's how I end up at Taco Bell. That right there. I end up at Taco Bell again because I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I am sure the 3 days I spent in the ICU, that was just a coincidence.
It was something else.
It wasn't the Taco Bell.
Oh,
don't blame the taco.
Imagine eating a hot dog and a milkshake and then it just all goes away.
You know what I think? I think that's going to do the opposite. I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's going to stay.
Because of the hot dog, it's binding it in your stomach. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Burger King hot dogs, if I remember correctly, they have like a chili cheese one and...
Yeah. Well, it's like you can get...
Just a hot dog.
There's chili cheese, or you can get one that's got relish, onions, ketchup, mustard. Like, it just kind of depends on what you want.
And so I want a Chicago-style dog.
There's a $1.99 one, and then there's the $2.39 one. $2 for a hot dog, though. I mean, I can get... For, I think, $1.39, I can get a corn dog at Sonic. I had one of those a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but remember...
It was pretty good.
Like, we can spend a little money. Don't you think?
$2? That's a lot.
Is it?
This is your meal.
This is your meal.
You need to cut back everywhere you can.
Okay.
All right, so $2 for a hot dog is kind of a lot because, again, I can go down to the Duke and Duchess station.
No, I know.
And get two hot dogs for $1.
I know we can, but it doesn't mean that we should.
That's a roller dog. This is a grilled dog.
So it is $1.99 for the classic. If you want the chili cheese one, that's $2.29.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't want the chili cheese one. All right. I have limits. Even I have a cutoff point where it's like, this is not a good idea.
This is to go against Sonic. They have hot dogs, so therefore they're in competition now.
Hey, Sonic has good hot dogs. You can get at Sonic, you can get a hot dog and a pretzel bun.
Oh, wow.
Shut
How much is that
up.
One you said?
No, that one's a little more expensive.
Well, you're paying for that the premium bun.
That one's north of $2, but I'll tell you what, just like Oprah, I'll spend money on bread. Because I love bread.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
I had a fantastic conversation last night in which a friend shared with me a wonderful relationship moment. And, well, I felt like we should talk about it
now
this morning.
Now, he's going to share it with us.
Yeah, now, I'm not going to tell you who it was, just in case anybody would know. Because somebody somewhere knows this person. This is Earth. It's only so big. So he was telling me how he was dating a girl and they had their show.
Yeah.
And that he said their entire relationship seemed to revolve around getting together and watching that show. And they had been kind of binge streaming it, et cetera, et cetera. And he said that they got to a place in their relationship where things weren't going very well. But they were trying to figure it out. Like, you know, should we stay together? Not, whatever.
Trying to make it work.
And he said that the breaking point for him was that he called her and said, hey, let's get together and watch whatever. And she had already watched the next 5 episodes. And he said that at that moment right there, he knew that they were done.
Yeah, because she's moved on.
She's
literally
moved on. Like, she doesn't need him.
That's actually really funny.
And what I thought was like, I thought he was kidding. No, straight faced.
Yeah.
Like he seriously, to him, once she started watching, that was it.
Well, that meant she was done with their time together.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe it's just one of those things like we were fighting.
5 episodes.
We were fighting. And so I wanted to punish you. So I watched a couple episodes.
That's a couple. 5 is not.
I think that's too many.
5 is too many.
Well, okay, well, then what's the tipping point? Like,
one or
I watched two without you.
1 or 2, and then you lie and you act like you have not seen it when
and
you watch
it again.
That's what any good relationship does.
Yeah. Because that way, yeah, you know what? Because that way you can be like, I punished him, but he doesn't know, but it doesn't matter.
5 episodes means you did not want to hang out with him anymore.
Yeah.
And you were hoping that he would catch on, and by 5 episodes, yes, he should catch on.
Well, I mean, you know,
she calls again. It's like, wait, I want to get back together. I found a new show for us.
Wait, did you know there was another season?
Oh my gosh, let's just try it again. And then you go through this whole cycle.
I mean, I'm telling you something you already know. You got to be careful with streaming. Like it's a delicate thing. And I know as couples, it's fun to have a show, but you know what I say? Get your own show.
You at least have to have your own shows to help fill the time while you're making your way through a show together.
I think there's almost nothing worse than your significant other seeing what you're watching. And being like, oh, let's watch it together. And it's like, ugh, great. That's just great. Because now it's going to be our show. And now it's like, if you watch this when you're not around,
it's
a relationship faux pas. And now whatever. And it's like, I was having such a good time watching this. Dang it. All right, fine. I'll just resign myself to actually never finishing it. Because that's the way this is going to go now.
Perfect. Now you get how it goes.
Yeah. So relationships are about inconvenience and not getting what you want.
Yes. Always has been, always will be.
Fantastic.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
Have you ever thought to yourself, my life would be so much better if so-and-so was dead? Just like, I just wish they were dead. They don't need to suffer, but if they were gone for all eternity from the face of the planet,
that would be fine.
What a great thing that would be. And, you know, you think about it and you think about it and then you finally decide, like, I'm ready to do something about it. So you start Googling, hire a hitman or hire a hit person. You know, you look into maybe doing it yourself and then, you know, outsourcing
a DIY?
And stuff. But I mean, then you start going on to what, like tour and stuff, and you realize like, okay, I can't afford like those kind of professionals. I need more of a, you know, someone who's working from home part-time kind of deal. So you go to Craigslist. That's where I go. I mean, when I have an enemy that I need to meet their final solution, I always go into Craigslist.
You check first, even though normally our traditional thought with Craigslist is we don't mind using it to sell something, but not really to, you know, find someone if you need help with something.
Yeah. We've got a person here who has not, they haven't identified the victim. Yeah, but we've got Lorraine and Gregory. They've been arrested on felony charges of solicitation and conspiracy to commit homicide. And what they did was they said that they were basically, as I understand it, trying to get rid of somebody who was maybe going to testify against them.
Oh, no, not what I said.
Yeah. And so there were rumors that they wanted to have somebody, you know, dead. And so they got a female state trooper, and this is in Pennsylvania, to pose as a gunman for hire or a gunwoman for hire.
Thank you.
And this is the part where it's like somebody should have raised an eyebrow. She was posing online as Joni Pepperoni.
You know she was. Maybe that was just the online name, not Mrs. Pepperoni.
I'm Joni Pepperoni.
Maybe you would think it's so ridiculous that would have to be real.
So they began communicating, and then Patterson, which is the one who got arrested, she agreed to deliver money to Pepperoni outside of this store. And
that was it. They trapped her. They got her.
That's it. Once you pay the
good
money.
Good job, Officer Pepperoni.
Thank you, Joni Pepperoni. Come on. Really?
I guess. They just went with it.
At that point, it's like, you know, I'm really more of an anchovies guy. So
Officer Pork Chop.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to discuss something with Captain Green Pepper.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Do you know who Terry Crews is?
Yes, he is the Old Spice guy.
He is the Old Spice guy. He's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
He's been in The Expendables. Like, he's a dude that shows up in, like, a lot of different places.
You would know him, maybe not necessarily by his name, but if you saw him, and especially when he started acting, you would know him.
I just liked him on Facebook. He's very active in social media, like, posts a lot of stuff, talks a lot about weightlifting and different things like that. But another thing that he has started talking about in the last couple years has been the fact that he was addicted to pornography at one point. And that's one of those things that raises eyebrows because people are like, wait, what?
What do you mean?
Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, how can you be addicted to that? But he goes into great detail kind of talking about it.
Well, he said he went to rehab?
Yeah, he went to counseling for it and a lot of different things. And it's weird, like, in America and just, I think, in modern society, we have developed a really weird relationship with porn because there was a time when porn was kind of universally considered a bad thing, and now it's, if not universally considered a good thing, it is at least accepted. It's like, well, yeah, of course, like, it's no big deal, but it might be worth your time today to listen to what Terry Crews has to say. And he's got, I think, like, three different videos. He calls them his dirty little secret. You can find it on his Facebook page. But, you know, he talks about the fact that basically what porn did to him. And a lot of people, again, think like, hey, the thing that might be bad about porn is like the actors and actresses are not treated well, or, you know, it contributes to human trafficking, or like all these things. But if I could find, like, you know, green, like, free trade porn where people are, I know,
organic,
being treated right, then it's not a big deal. But it's funny how Terry talks about it. And if you go around and really look at it, people begin to talk about, like, no, it's not just the people that are in the pornography that are being victimized, but, like, it's actually having a negative effect on you. Like, they're finding that people that have a regular intake of, like, porn, they don't enjoy sex as much. Like, it changes their ideas about sex and this and that and the other. And, like, there are things that look really good on TV, but in practice, in a real relationship, aren't that great. And, like, it's destructive and it's not good. And it would really be worth looking into. But if you find yourself in a position today, I want you to know, like, a lot of people don't want to talk about this, and maybe you don't want to talk about it in a, like, a huge context. Like, hey,
like a weird group setting.
It's weird. I look at porn a lot. Like, is that, look, most people just say, oh, it's normal. It's fine. But if you started to see, like, hey, this is kind of a problem. Like, this is not good. There's something about this that isn't good. Just know that there are people like Terry Crews that are out there going like, hey, look, you can do something about this. And I will tell you that one of the things for me, I don't think there's anybody at like below a certain age that has not seen porn on the internet. I mean, like, come on. But for me, I have just taken a look at it and gone like, I don't want anything to do with that anymore, because I also found like it messes with your mind. Like, it's not a good thing. And you know what? God can help you with that, because basically you've kind of trained your mind in a certain direction. God wants to help train you in a different way. God wants to clean you up a little bit, help you to think a little bit better and to just stop. So look, don't feel like you're stuck. Don't feel like you can't get out. Jesus can help you. Just say, Jesus, I need some help. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. And I feel like I've got something here that's gotten out of control, and I need you to help me with it. And you know what? God will help you with it. You never have to feel like God's mad at you or you're a terrible person. Like, just know that whatever it is in your life that you know you have that is really not good for you, but you're having a hard time letting go of it, God will help you let go of it. Seriously.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Let's face it. Uber is getting a little scary these days, right? You're just like, well, I don't know if I really trust getting on in someone's car. How would you feel about getting on the back of their motorcycle? Somebody pulls up. Oh, there's my ride.
You know what, though?
And you just put your arms around that weird person you don't know, lean in and ride.
No, you can hold on to the back of the bike. You do not have to put your arms around somebody.
That's not how I ride, Nikki.
But I will say, if you want to ride a motorcycle but you don't want to buy one, this could do the trick and get it out of your system.
No? 3 minutes of terror on the back of this Uber bike.
Though I will also say, if you really want a bike, may we suggest renting one or doing this before you make the purchase, so it could then just sit in your garage, which might be why I have a motorcycle in my garage.
I didn't even think about that.
Does anybody want to buy a motorcycle?
Eric, he has his license now, right?
Oh, yeah. He's had it forever.
Eric, in the middle of learning to ride his motorcycle.
Very beginning.
The beginning of.
First trip out.
He did, in fact, cause injury to himself.
Had to have surgery. But don't let that stop you if you want to feel the wind in your hair. Be free. Because I got a bike you can buy.
Actually, where's Eric at on that? Does he?
He wants to sell it, but he doesn't even have the drive to sell it.
It's a lot of work. Well, you know what? Maybe if you sold it, you could buy a hot tub.
No, I need to go take the class. I'm going to learn how to ride a motorcycle, and then I'll just use it.
I really want you to do that.
But I like to only wear flip-flops, and I know I'm not supposed. No,
I want you to turn into a leather mama.
I don't want to wear leather.
You have to. If you're going to ride a motorcycle, you have to wear leather.
No, you can wear.
It's like a second skin. It's like it'll save you.
Jeans, flip-flops, and a hoodie. Like, that won't cause any problems, will it?
I got two words for you,
Nikki.
I know
you're not supposed to.
Skin graft.
I know, and you're supposed to wear boots. When Eric crashed his, man, he shredded all of his clothes.
Yes.
Like, they fell off of
him. You should see, my dad was in a motorcycle accident, and I mean, you talk about, if you want to know what a leather jacket's really worth, like, he showed me his jacket and it was like, dude, that jacket was worth every penny.
That's why if you ever go past, you know, like a group of motorcycle people, I used to always be like, why are they wearing all that? It's hot out. What are you wearing leather for? It's actually a safety thing.
Yeah, you kind of want it. So anyway, back to two things. First off, leather, great. Second, Nikki has a motorcycle for sale. If you live in Bangkok, Uber is launching a motorcycle service.
Actually, that makes sense there.
Why does it make sense there versus here?
Well, in Bangkok, they really don't have as much cars. It's more motorcycle driven.
I don't really know very much about Bangkok. It's in Thailand.
You only spent that one night.
I know that if you spend one night there, it'll make you a hard man humble. That's the only thing that I know about Bangkok. That's it. And apparently now two things. They are going to have a motorcycle service. It's fine. All right. So we're going to take a little break.
I love when we talk about news. You know, I feel like we really bring a lot.
Hey, we know what we're doing.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
Very professional.
This is the worst of the Riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
My bad.
I see someone found the mature section on the soundboard.
Well,
that we have the grown-up section.
Here's the thing. Everyone, Nikki, what's wrong with you?
I hate hearing stuff like that.
Why? That's a great.
I turn your board off.
If that's the way you want to be about it, fine. But we all know that. A good belch from time to time, like, it just clears the air.
And you're probably your tummy. Turned you back on, but now I'm going to turn you back off again.
Why do you got to be like that? You know, you'd like to find somebody for burping, wouldn't you? This happened. According to, like, this says there was a guy. He was a bartender from the UK. He was visiting an amusement park of some kind in Vienna. He was standing next to a police officer when he suddenly
burped.
Belched, he says, which to me, like, burping is like it's a little thing, but a belch is like a very well-rounded,
sure.
kind of like larger,
okay.
deeper. I don't understand why you find it so objectionable.
I just don't like it.
Why?
Because.
I think a good belch is, like, that's an accomplishment.
We were eating.
Let's give you a high five right here, man. Yeah.
We were eating lunch the other day. And a guy, it was a group of guys, like maybe two or three tables over. Mm-hmm. And when we were getting ready to leave, one of them burped really loudly. Yes. And I looked over, almost looked over like, yeah, we all heard that. I think the whole restaurant did.
You should have walked over and been like
hey,
right
way
here.
To go.
Nice.
That one sounded
nice.
Great.
You're killing it over there.
I think you could have gotten away with that more than I could have.
He was fined. For burping in public.
Is it just because he was near the cop or?
Public decency.
I didn't know that was a rule in Vienna.
Well, I've never been to Vienna. I mean, I love the sausages. But I mean, other than
I don't think those are coming from Vienna.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay, sure. But here's what I think is fantastic is that a lot of people think this is ridiculous. And so this Saturday, I don't have the time on this, but at the scene of the crime,
they are
sponsoring a flash mob, and 100 people have signed up, and by now it's probably more, but they're having a belching flash mob at the scene of the fine.
You just wanted to go to that area.
Like, all right, everybody, we're going to meet over here, and we're all going to have a big belch fest.
Well, that's when you really need to, like, if you're a beverage company, you need to get on board
sponsor
with this.
Sponsor it!
Yeah, you need to be the beverage of the belch off.
You need to get in there, shoot some YouTube video, but also, of course, show them all belching, like, we're all holding Mountain Dew, or whatever it just happens to be.
That's a marketing plan right there.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Where are you guys
like
on this?
Vienna Dew or something like whatever is the
Valley Dew,
the soda of choice for Vienna.
Well, PepsiCo's in there somewhere, right?
Yes,
dude, belching flash mob. You know what? Even though nobody's been fined, you might think about grabbing some friends and doing that today. Like, hey, we'll meet you at the Commons at whatever.
We don't have rules against that.
We'll meet you outside of Professor So and So such and such belching flash mob. How many people can we get on board? Seriously, if you don't have a girlfriend now, you're going to very soon.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, if you're looking for someone special.
Or
you want to join.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
Just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So last week, we were supposed to talk about Fire Emblem's No. Fire Emblem Fates in Riot Control, and I actually had to wait a couple of days because I needed more time.
He was just not ready yet.
I'm not ready. Don't pressure me, okay? And now I am. Fire Emblem Fates came to us via Nintendo for the 3DS. It's available in three flavors. There's Birthright, Conquest, and then there's a collector's edition that has both. And here's one of the big hooks about Fire Emblem Fates. You play the first six chapters of the game, and then in the sixth chapter, you have to make a choice to either go with one side or the other. But the reality of it is that you need to make that choice not in the sixth chapter of the game, but when you buy it.
Yeah.
Because if you buy Birthright, you are basically on one side of this war, and if you're in Conquest, you're in the other one. Now, let's say that after these six chapters, you bought Birthright, and you're like, man, I really wish I had bought the Conquest. For an additional $20,
you could just switch it out.
You can get the other side of the DLC. And that's kind of one of their hooks is like you can play all the way through one. And then for $20, you can go back and play all the way through the other one. And then coming up in March for an additional $20.
Then you get the final one.
A third choice will be presented in the sixth chapter of Fire Emblem Fates that you can then go off and play through that.
Well, I guess it does help keep the game.
It's just a ton of content.
In front
really.
Of you, yeah, if you just keep downloading the content.
Some people are very passionate about the Fire Emblem series for now the 3DS. If you have no idea what it is, think about sitting down. There's kind of two halves to it. There's you playing chess, which it's kind of a turn-based strategy game, but it's more complicated than chess. Your characters can join together, use items, trade items, etc., etc. That's half the game. The other half is a visual novel slash dating sim. If you'd really like your character to get together with that character, you know, team them up in battle, and then in My Castle mode, which is new to this game, they can spend time getting cozy, talking, etc., etc. The story is very deep. So think about a medieval fantasy anime story. If those things don't sound good to you,
then you might not like it.
Fire Emblem is something that might be a little rough because while you spend, you'll spend a lot of time playing that kind of turn-based strategy, chess-like functionality, but you're going to spend a lot of time in the story. So if you don't like the story,
if you don't like stories.
Yeah, well, I actually think Fire Emblem's great on the 3DS. I do like some anime.
Yeah.
Not all anime, but some. And so I thought that the story was engrossing. I ended up playing through the Birthright side because they're the nice guys. And word on the street is Conquest is so much harder. And I'm a big wimp when it comes to things like that. So I've spent a little time with Conquest, a little time with Birthright, or most of my time with Birthright. And in reality, because I had the collector's edition, I had both that I could look at. So and you can go back and switch sides and do one or the other in that. Is it any good? I think Fire Emblem's Fates actually is really good. It's one of those big kind of sprawling games that you get on the 3DS that I feel like makes it worth playing. It's got a good story. It's got fun gameplay. I found Birthright the kind of easier one to be very accessible. Conquest being tougher, and the chapters are small enough to be kind of bite-sized, so you can play for 10 to 20 minutes and it's enough. There's a ton here, though. So, like, you're playing 20 minutes at a time, you might be doing that for 2 years. But, again,
but if you're ready for that, and again, you enjoy the storyline,
there you
go. What's 2 years to you, then?
Fire Emblem's Fates. Man, I keep doing that. Fire Emblem Fates for the 3DS. And, hey, remember, Riot Control, you can find more at riot.radiou.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Let us know what you're playing.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Man, I think I must have, I don't remember doing it, but like bit the fire in my cheek.
When you're eating your breakfast?
I don't think so. And now all I can do is rub that part of my cheek with my tongue. I can't think of anything else other than that. It's really bothering me, guys. And all this talking is really making it worse.
How will you make it?
It's fine. Let's talk about what it's like to live in Greenfield, just outside of Milwaukee. You know, it's a nice place. They've got an Olive Garden.
Sounds great.
You like going to Olive Garden? You like their bottomless breadsticks that I think are tasting more like paper towels than ever.
And then if you think like, oh, I'll get a dipping sauce, they're like, sure, for $3.99.
That's where the money is.
$3.99 for a dipping sauce? You're telling me that this half an ounce, I mean, barely even filling in, like, you couldn't get the paper wet with that. My paper towel sucks up all of the cheese that you brought me for $4. Yeah. So you do that. That's why you go into Olive Garden. Maybe you get a little angry, a little frustrated. Not that that's me. I'm fine. Thank you. But it's Valentine's Day. So I know this has been a while, but it's just now making news. It was that Olive Garden over on 76th Street. And a man was in there.
Outside of Milwaukee.
You know the one. A man was in there with his girlfriend having a nice Valentine's Day dinner. Because, Nikki, it's Valentine's
Day. Yeah, you're at the garden.
But here's the thing about men. Sometimes they have many girlfriends. Many, many girlfriends. So while he was out with his girlfriend on Valentine's Day, dinner at Olive Garden, his other girlfriend, who was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's so worse.
Finds out, like, hey, he's at Olive Garden with so-and-so.
And he didn't even take you.
He didn't even take you. So she took her sister down to the Olive Garden and found him in the parking lot. And we're not exactly sure what order the events took place in, but we do know at some point he had the sister by the hair and was apparently dragging her, and the pregnant woman had a large metal pole that she was beating him with, and then they took it inside the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, she was chasing him around the restaurant with the metal pole, screaming at him.
Why are we not at the restaurants when these things happen?
Well, see, that's what I can't decide.
Do you want to?
Do I want to be there?
Oh, yeah, you do for that.
Or do I suddenly become very afraid and then, you know, it's ruined my meal?
No, I think that you could handle, and I think you would have enjoyed watching that. That's kind of weird.
Dinner and a show?
Yeah, it's like, oh, I didn't know we'd get the bonus.
So they, of course, called the police, but the guy at the Olive Garden said, he's like, I didn't know what to do. There's this pregnant woman running around screaming, hitting this man with a pole. Yeah.
Well, she's probably mostly upset because that means you're not the main one if you are not going out on Valentine's Day.
See, my thought is, and I could be completely wrong here, but I imagine a scenario in which he's taking his many girlfriends out on their many dates, and at some point, she was not allowed to go to Olive Garden.
Oh, and she's upset.
And then she finds out that, oh, you took her to Olive Garden, but you didn't take
me. So she's really not upset about the cheating lousy guy, but more like she's not getting the free meal at Olive Garden.
That's what I think it is. That's what would upset me. It's just like, listen, I'm eating for two, okay? And we want Olive Garden.
So why aren't you paying?
So, I mean, you went out, you didn't even ask me what I wanted. So
you could have brought something back for me.
I mean, real talk. I want one of those little things full of the cheese for $4.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have any of you guys ever had allergy shots? We were talking about the guy who had to get removed from the plane a few minutes ago. I think
7 year old.
Seven, yeah. I think I'm going to get allergy shots.
Good. You talked about it.
I have talked about it. I actually made some inquiries this week.
Did you schedule an appointment or is it a drop-in?
No, not yet, but I'm actually going to call today. There is an allergy place that's not far from here. It was recommended to me by a friend, and I think I'm going to go.
Then that means you get your back pricked.
I think so.
Yeah, you have
to. Like, you got to go so they can figure out exactly what's wrong with you?
Yes, you do that, and then they can come up with your mixture, and then that's your allergy shots for however long that will last.
Yeah, but like, I think I'm going to go.
Go for it. Do it. You might as well.
Think about this, all right? Now, I don't want to get weird here. But imagine a world where I'm not over here sneezing all the time.
Well, I don't think it'll get rid of it totally, but it helps over time. It's not a 100% miracle. I still expect a couple sneezes. Okay. That's you.
All right. What if it's not?
Oh, yeah. But that's what we've come to love about you.
Like, no, it's not. You don't love it. Like, maybe you love it. I don't love it. All right. But I mean, like, think about this. Like,
you could have a dog.
No, I don't want a dog. It's fine.
Oh, yes, you do.
No.
When your birthday comes up. If your allergies are all better by then.
I'll just tell you right now.
You're getting a dog.
You get me a dog, and I'm going to start getting you some things. So just...
Touche.
Right. I'm just telling you, like, let's just like, keep
this
that in
how
mind.
That goes.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I think I'm going to go for it. And you know what? If anybody has, it's two things. It's two phases. I've already decided. I'm doing allergy shots. And if my life does not significantly improve, I am getting my deviated septum fixed.
Fixed?
Yep. Like I've.
This is his new year for a new. It's a new him.
No, nobody was around for it. But about 3 weeks ago, I had a weekend where it was the craziest allergies I've ever had in my life. It was sparked by something. I don't know what, but like I could not sleep. I could not anything. I sneezed and I literally sat around in like this weird haze. I took some allergy medicine. It helped some, but like it didn't help that much. And I was finally just like, okay.
That was the breaking point.
Other people breathe. I can't breathe. Science! So I'm going to science the crap out of this thing. So I'm going to start with the allergy stuff and see how it goes.
You tell the allergy doctor what you just said right there.
You know what? He'll get excited.
I know.
He'll
be like, this man is motivated.
He'll be like, high five. What's up, bro?
Let's take care of this.
The only thing about the allergy shots that makes me a little nervous is...
Is the reaction?
I was talking to a friend that was like, well, it was fine. And then one day I got a shot and I had to have an EpiPen because I couldn't breathe and et cetera, et cetera. I'm just like... Okay.
Where do we get those EpiPens?
Well, they no like
you have to wait 30 minutes till you leave.
You got
to
hang out there.
Yes, and then every so often, maybe wait 40, 45 minutes.
Well, she said that basically, like within like 5 or 10 minutes, that she's just like, like she can't breathe and all this stuff. And
no, you normally know right away.
Hmm. Well.
But you're fine. If you think of all the people that get allergy shots,
that doesn't sound good.
Not a lot of people get reactions like that.
Okay. So, all right.
Well, unless yours is so severe. I'll come with you. I'll be out. I'll drive you back.
Okay, great. We'll just make a day of it.
Like a lunch. We'll go eat lunch and then do your allergy shots and I'll drive you back to the station.
That sounds like a lot of fun. She also said she got really tired every day that she had an allergy shot. And I'm just like, look, it can't be any more tired than this. This is the most tired already. So if you guys give me an allergy shot,
it might pep you up.
Or I'll be in a coma for a whole day.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
Let's talk about The Grudge. And it's not how Nikki and I feel about each other.
I'm confusing that one with The Ring.
There's The Grudge and there's The Ring.
Which one was The Grudge?
The Grudge was the one, like, if you move into this ghost's house.
Okay. It wasn't the, if you watch this video.
No, that's The Ring.
That's The Ring.
Now, in the U.S., we got tired of them. See, these are Japanese films, very popular in Asia. And we made remakes here. You ended up with The Ring, The Ring 2. And then they did The Grudge, and I think they did The Grudge Part 2, and then that was it, right?
Yeah, there was a while where there was quite a few of those, that style of suspense and horror movies.
Well, let me tell you what. In Japan, they are still making those movies. In fact, when you look at, like with The Ring, they made, let's see, 3, 4. It looks like they made 5 of those. The Grudge, they have made like 40 of those movies. Like there are,
in Japan, not here.
There are so many of them, dude.
To the point where I don't think they can number them, can they?
I don't know what the heck they're calling them these days. Like, I personally, I do not like Asian horror films. I think they are...
Oh, some of them are just too scary and too real.
Well, yeah, they're too scary. And it's one of those things, like, it's when you go to a different culture and watch their horror, I feel like it is way more disturbing because horror that comes out of like your native culture, you kind of understand it and it might be scary, but like there are things. But when you go to another culture, like their idea of horror is usually, at least I feel like comparatively for you, way more frightening because they're scaring you with things that it didn't even occur to you to be scared of. Like, I didn't even think about being afraid of this. Now I'm so scared.
Emotionally, it's harder to handle.
Oh, dude.
If you watch a scary movie here again,
You know what's going to happen.
Sometimes some of the suspense and horror becomes more comedic so often. But no, not with some of those.
Okay. So here's what's happening, Nikki. Get ready. The Ring, the whatever it is from The Ring, the girl from The Ring, and then the girl from The Grudge. In Japan this year, I can't pronounce it, but whatever the heck it is, it's basically The Ring versus The Grudge.
So Batman v Superman?
Sadako versus Kayako. Yes. these two ghosts are going to fight out. And in the trailer, you can see the Grudge Girl taking the VHS tape from the ring and crushing it in her hand.
Really? Yeah. No, I can't watch that.
They're going to be fighting each other.
I know we don't even deal with tapes as a society anymore, but...
I felt like they did a good job of explaining that in the trailer, because basically these two girls are going through some old stuff and they find a VCR.
It. I see.
And they're like, what the heck is this? Let's plug it in and see how VCRs work. Now we're going to die.
It's like, I don't have to watch the trailer anymore.
I think you got the picture.
I got most of
it. But just imagine that in Japanese.
Sure.
Which I cannot speak. So that. So that's what we can look forward to. You'll get a chance to probably catch that at midnight in that one weird theater down in wherever, several months after it releases here in the United
States.
Again,
that adds to the suspense. I can't do that.
Oh, no, I couldn't begin to watch this.
If I would, I'd want to watch that at home with all the lights on at like 1 p.m. with a group of friends.
I'll just tell you, that's how I watched The Ring.
Yeah. Are you still scared?
I had to get up and walk around at one point. Because I was just like, it's like, she's going to come out of the TV. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh.
Was that the one, too, with the long hair all in the face and stuff?
That's both of them.
That's both of them?
Yeah.
It's like you make somebody pull your hair back. It's like, all right, everybody.
Apparently, when you're in Japan, like, bangs are scary, you know?
Really long.
Clip those things.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Nikki, I just continue to be disappointed in the way you talk to Eric. I mean, I don't want to get into a whole marriage seminar here, but, you know, he brings you a soda and you're like, it tastes medicine-y.
Put cherry in it. Normally I like vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
You know, because this is the world we live. They don't have that?
It's cherry vanilla.
It tastes too much like medicine. It's too much.
Okay. There's that. And then you said something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I feel like you guys are going to get the message, is you're downstairs watching your crap.
I didn't say that.
Marvel. Your Marvel crap. Okay. That's a more accurate representation. Sorry.
No, I didn't say that.
You did.
No,
you did.
No, I did not. I'm going to get a drink now. Excuse me.
We were all of your medicine.
My medicine.
You need your medicine. Drink it up. So I just feel like if we would use better words, okay?
I learned it from you.
From me? I don't think you did. Now on air, there's one way of talking, but off air, this is a safe, respectful zone.
Yeah.
Right? Where we show ownership of our feelings.
And we recognize how important other people's feelings are.
I feel disappointed when you are watching Marvel content.
No, I didn't say that. So yeah,
I know, but that's a way you could have said it.
Oh, if I would have said something.
Like, I feel neglected when you talk about keyboards.
No, I'm already going to get things to where I have stuff to do, like say when Daredevil comes out with the second season. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand.
Okay, that's fine. See, Nikki, I'm not saying that these two things are related, and yet I feel like there's something here. The British Army has actually just come out and said that... they are going to stop swearing so much at new recruits.
They're going to be nicer. Mm-hmm. I think that's appreciated.
They say that they're going to start toning it down a little bit. The Ministry of Defense has issued a statement saying it does not condone the use of abusive or insulting language.
Well, isn't that kind of when you...
Nikki! Abusive
language
or insulting
language. When you join and they're going to try to see if they can break you, you know, like
so
I thought.
So is that what's going on here?
Some of that lingo was just key to that.
You're just trying to see if you can break Eric
break
down.
Break you guys, whatever.
I got to break him down so I can build him back up.
That's not it. I didn't say any of that. Nope.
That's what I think it is. I think it's a matter of like psychologically, once you
you know, assert your dominance, then you're going to start creating the house servant that you've always wanted.
No, and so, that's not it. That's not like, it.
And I'll tell you what, Eric, if you do that, I'm going to give you, I'll let you have 5 minutes of your Marvel show. Now, that's once a day. Well, we'll start out once a week, and you can earn up to get,
we'll
you know,
see how we do.
Yeah. So I don't think I don't see what's going on here. I see it.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
I want to say a huge thank you to Jen, who stopped by this morning bringing...
Oh, so many goodies.
She brought donuts, coffee, bagels.
Breakfast sandwiches.
That was very, very nice of you, Jen. Thank you very much.
I told Obi we should celebrate our Riot anniversary every day.
Yes. We really should.
I know. We're missing out on cake and stuff every opportunity we could get.
It was really nice. And you know what? Nikki's mom did some nice stuff for us last night. Like, thank you, friends of the show. We raise our coffee cups to you.
Oh, that's good.
Now, I appreciate that we've been given kind of the royal treatment. Now, not
that changes, by the way, on Monday. Back to normal.
It changes probably after the show.
Well, yeah, I just thought we could live off the cake through the weekend. But then once that's done, then that ride is over.
Well, speaking of royal treatment, remember earlier this week, the royal corgis?
Yes, we talked about them.
Yeah, we talked about the queen's corgis.
She
and
has
how
two of them right now, I think.
She does. There are butlers for each one, and each one kind of has like their own individualized staff.
Like a chef.
You know, that sees to their needs, like specialized menus, et cetera, et cetera. And we began to realize the sad lives we lead next to these dogs. However, being a corgi that is not royal may not be all that it's cracked up to be. Let's talk about this that happened in, oh boy, here we go, Zhuhai, China.
Sure.
Does that sound good?
Sounds fine.
Okay. There were, it's very common to live like on or near factory grounds.
Mm.
And there was a worker in China who found a stray corgi near the toilets. And he was just like, hey-o! And so he, you know.
Was that his greeting or was he?
Well, I'm. He may not have said hey-o.
Okay, that's just your addition to it.
He got excited and they ate it.
No! Don't say that story.
What?
Why would you say that? It doesn't tie into anything that we're doing.
It does because I'm trying to show people the balanced life of the corgi people.
You're just showing the extreme on both sides.
You know what? Then it's somewhere in between for most corgis. But it gets worse because in China, it's perfectly legal when you find yourself a stray to eat it.
It's allowed. It's a shame, and it's allowed.
The guy said the next day they went to work and there were signs everywhere. Have you seen my corgi?
Oh, someone's?
It was their supervisors.
Who could eat? Who could kill? Like, I never understood that part. If you go out hunting, like... Okay, the food now is prepared, it comes out, you don't have to do any of that. How could you do that to a little doggy? They have little legs.
Well, so do chicken.
I know, that's why it's hard.
A drumstick, as it were.
Is a little leg.
Yes, it is. So
what is this? Is this chicken? No, it's corgi.
Well, I mean,
you know those cute little doggies that kind of just waddle around? You know, the queen has two.
Yeah. So they... There were people who saw him...
Take the dog.
And as a result...
Now he's the leg.
Not only did he get fired, but he was taken to the police. And the police are basically like, hey, guys, just to let you know, that was illegal. Because if it's somebody's dog, you can't eat it.
So you basically have to make sure...
Right.
If you find a stray, that it's actually a stray.
And apparently, even in China, looking around going, hey, is this anybody's dog? No? Okay, thanks.
That's not enough.
So break room table rules aren't a little more stringent here.
Well, I'm
sorry
glad
about
he's
that.
In trouble then.
He is in trouble trying to work that out. But again, two things. One, if you've got a dog, that leash / collar law is super
important.
And then two... for those of us that found ourselves very jealous of the life that corgis lead earlier in the year, just know that you could have been born a corgi somewhere else.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
It is the Riot anniversary. If you missed our special YouTube show, that is available through Radio U Riot. But help us celebrate today and maybe take some time to watch that this weekend.
Oof, I'm sleepy.
I know, man. It was a longer night, like we said, than we thought it would be. So that's all right. Let's just caffeinate our way through today.
We should. We need to embrace Fika.
Fika?
Mm-hmm. Careful with that one, right? A little too close to something else.
It's not pleasant.
Okay. We're about to talk about another culture and one of their time-honored traditions. And it's going to make our culture sound like it sucks, just like everything else from another culture that we talk about. I do think, as a nation, sometimes we need to give up on the European myth of ultimate happiness. I feel like every time I turn around, somebody's like, and here's something they do in Europe and how much better they are than us.
That's normally just from people who come back from a vacation there.
College is free. You get 4 months off. You never have to work. Everything is free, and everyone's happy about it. And the rich people just give you stuff.
Well, so, countries and everybody, it's all crumbling.
We actually should check in with Johan from Safe Mode because he's Swedish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. It's called Fika. And according to this article, Fika is basically the Swedish coffee break. But it happens in the morning and the afternoon. And
so, like, British have, like, a high tea or
something?
It's
kind of like tea
time,
right? Yeah. All right, so basically, you get a break. Think smoke break, coffee break, whatever, where at work you would take a fika, and it is both a noun and a verb. So it's like, what are you doing? Fika! That's what we're doing.
You wouldn't say fika-ing.
Well, I mean, technically fika-ing would be a form of fika. So like however the heck they conjugate their verbs. But it is both, and you would get yourself a cup of coffee and almost universally a sweet of some kind. And it's supposed to be a moment with your coworkers of just like, it's basically like almost like imagine lunch that you kind of just come together, everybody gets their coffee and stuff, and then everybody just goes back and does what they're supposed to do.
But you get 2 fikas a day and then probably still lunch.
In most places, you get 2 fikas a day. Yeah. So we should.
So if you want to pretend you're Swedish at your job and be like, listen, this is my culture, this is what I come from.
Yeah.
I mean, be having 2 breaks for coffee.
The only problem I see there, though, is where, like, what if you need a little more than that? Like, what if I need a fika multiple times a day?
Then you don't need a job. Then, it will come to a point.
I guess. But, dude, fika. So, that it's, what's the name of this book? Fika, The Art of the Swedish Coffee Break.
All right.
So today you could enter into a deep meditative. Actually, Nikki and I are fikaing right now.
I know. We normally don't have this much coffee so early in the morning with lots of options.
Coffee, cake, donuts, bagels, and we're reflecting on life. That's what the other thing they say is that it's supposed to be a moment to basically savor life before you go back to your labors.
Let's just make sure we do that a few times this morning.
I'm savoring right now. I feel like my blood sugar is
I know.
bottomed out, and I'm going to need to take a nap so that I can begin savoring again.
We're going to have to sleep this off this weekend.
Seriously.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Remember, you can join us this morning, riot.radiou.com. While you're there, you will see an actual archive of last night's YouTube show. You can watch it there on your phone, on your tablet, on your watch, on your refrigerator.
You can watch it anywhere. It's a great look into kind of some of the history of the Riot. We answer a lot of people's questions.
Any place that YouTube videos are given away for free, you can watch
the
Riot.
There.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much everywhere. Congratulations. Now, we took a ton of questions during the live YouTube event, but I've got some that are left over that I thought maybe we could hit. Here you go, Nikki. For $35,000,
yeah,
would you go 3 months without washing, brushing your teeth, or using deodorant?
I have to pick one?
You can't explain your reasons until the 3 months is up. No, I'll give you $35,000 for 3 months without you taking a shower, brushing your teeth, or using deodorant.
I would stop using deodorant.
No, you can't pick. You got to go with all three.
Yeah.
You do that for $35,000.
Eventually,
but you can't tell anybody.
Oh, that you got money for. Oh, I got you.
Until it's over.
I assume, because I read articles of people who are like, yeah, I stopped washing my hair and it's the best ever now. But it takes like a couple of months till it looks good.
Right.
If I could power through and maybe just take some vacation time.
Okay. Three. How much vacation time do you have?
Not that much.
You're going to have to find the apex of stank.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, yeah.
Can I cover up with like body sprays or perfume?
I don't see it in the question as being something you can't do.
Okay, I can cover up.
Okay. All right, well, that seems... $35,000 is kind of a lot of money. It's one of those things where, like, it's not rich money.
It's not like, enough to live on for, like, forever.
I mean, maybe for a year, but, like, it would be enough for you to do a few very extravagant things.
I'd still work every day.
You'd have to.
I'd have to. But, yeah, that'd be nice travel money.
Oh, dude, you could have a killer vacation and still have money left over.
That's right.
For that hot tub.
So what would you choose? Would you do it?
Probably. I'd probably do it for way less than that.
Why don't we just do it at the same time? Then that way everybody hates us because we smell.
Well, I know, but Josh doesn't say that he's actually going to give us that money. This is a purely...
All right, we're going to need some sort of wealthy philanthropist who wants to give us money for that.
Okay. How about this one? Sarah says, would you give up all of your first world perks? That means your iPad that's as big as the sun, Nikki. Doesn't say that. I'm just filling
just
in the blank.
You're adding that in there.
To live in a third world country, but be happy.
Well, she's assuming then I guess we're not happy with all the items.
Well, I think that's implied in the question. So it's like all of these first world perks, you don't get them. Mm-hmm. But you're going to find some true happiness.
I always thought it'd be nice to take more time to take those trips to be able to give a little back.
Wait, no, you're not.
But
Nikki, she's talking about abandoning
forever.
Those things and living a kind of a third world lifestyle, you know, dirt floor.
But yeah, you're really helping people.
No, I don't think it's about helping people.
Oh, you're not? You're just...
Okay, the question is, would you give up all your first world perks to live in a third world country but be happy? So you're assuming that you're going to go over there and like...
Work with an organization or something and...
That's not there. You're just living there and you're happy.
Probably not.
You know, your iPad is better than happiness?
No.
It is happiness.
There's different types of happiness.
Okay.
Who am I to judge about all the variations of happiness?
So you're, no.
Not based off that question, but yeah. Maybe like if you had a chance to go and travel and work with different organizations and help in different ways. I need structure.
Yeah.
So something like that.
All right. Last one for you then. Nathan says, if you could wash your bed sheets again.
What's all these questions about? You can't wash or anything.
All right. Basically, the question is like, you're never going to wash something.
Mm-hmm.
It's either your bed sheets or your towels. Which one would you choose?
Oh, I'd stop washing bed sheets.
I think I would, too.
Because you can just be dirty then, there,
right.
But then you just get a shower.
And then rinse
off.
You
have a clean towel, so that'd be fine.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why this really hits home for me is that I had a towel at the gym yesterday, which I brought to the station with me after working out, and... This morning when I washed my hair in the sink, I was like, hey, this towel stinks.
You need to bring a new one.
And despite the fact that I had like hung it up to dry so
yeah.
I would have this fresh towel, like semi-fresh towel.
It's not fresh anymore.
I was like, man, this is one day it's used and this towel reeks, brah.
Could mean maybe just reeking from being in your bag too. Maybe your old bag smells.
Oh, I wouldn't rule that out. I really wouldn't. But yeah, I'll sleep on those dirty sheets. Give me a clean towel, please.
Give me a clean towel. We'll take that one.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
So Netflix, did you get stuff in your queue? You didn't
You know
go.
What? That song was not long enough. I will do it during the next opportunity.
Totally fine. Let's talk about how you and I could get rid of Netflix. Let's face it. Sometimes you get frustrated waiting for that movie that you want to see to come to Netflix. And you're like, wait, it's still in theaters?
What do I do?
For real, right? Come on. So here we go. They call it the Netflix for billionaires. It's $35,000.
For what?
Which don't let the sticker shock bother you, you know, sometimes. It's called Prima Cinema.
So that's the box that costs that much money?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
monthly,
then,
yearly, or
Yeah, the thing is, I don't even think you actually own the hardware. I think you just get, that's like a rental fee for basically forever. Then movies cost between $500 to $600 to rent. But
it is theater releases?
Right. So let's say you wanted to see whatever was new in theaters today. You could get it.
I wonder, are you keeping the movie? Is it just then on that box, or what do you get to do with it?
You know how you pay $4.99 at Amazon for the HD rental and you have 24 hours?
That's just a rental price?
That's the rental price, Nikki. And the other thing is, I don't actually know. I don't know if you get, do you get unlimited viewing for 24 hours?
Or is it just
or
once?
Or if you just get one shot
at
it?
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It totally is.
Both I mean, to rent it and to get the box.
Think about the last time you had people over and you split money on the fight, and so and so didn't pay, and so and so didn't pay, and you ended up
stuck with more than your part
at $500, dude.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
That is crazy. But then again, at $35,000 just to get started, most of us are probably.
You know, most theaters,
out on that.
Most theaters have that day of the week where no one likes to go, so then they offer the specials, so everybody goes for cheap. Or if you go early enough in the day, you could see a movie cheaper. If not, I'll wait it out until it becomes out of theaters. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind waiting.
I get that. So if you have what it takes, and by what it takes, I mean a ton of money.
You just want to flush down the toilet.
Now, Nikki.
That's flushing.
You think, what do you mean it's flushing? This is your opportunity to experience a unique...
you can go to the theater.
The thing is the thing.
You can buy a theater. You can rent a theater out.
At $35,000, you probably could buy a small rundown theater and a unique fixer-upper opportunity.
That's right. You can make it like a boutique theater.
And you could show old, not new films that are available on Netflix.
You could live at the theater.
Fantastic.
You bought a house there with it.
Why aren't you doing this?
I know. So there's lots of... We've given you some other options, which might work out better than just getting this box and renting theater releases for $500 to $600.
It's what we're here for, okay? So remember, $35,000... And then $500 per rental, that's $600 if you want to see it in 3D.
And you don't get to keep, it is a rental, so.
Right. But, I mean, you know, you're rich. Isn't that what rich people do is just throw money away? Isn't that?
No, no.
Don't you get rich by just throwing your money away?
We circled back around. You're not throwing it away. You're
flushing
it
down
away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which you're right. It is a little different.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
So there's a woman who flew American Airlines. No, wait. No. This is the other one. All right. Who flew United Airlines.
American's like, all right.
Well, no. I got American here in a minute, so stay with me.
They'll be a part of this.
She flew United. She flew Newark to San Francisco last week. She says when she opened her checked baggage that it was her clothes and various items had yellow stains and smelled of urine.
Uh-oh.
So she took her bag back to the airport, and the airline was like, nah.
It's not our fault.
But here's what I love is United says, we do not agree with that. That is not what happened, but we'll go ahead and replace the bag anyway.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, after TMZ got involved.
So what do they think? Maybe a dog? Did they have a dog in the baggage area? Or was it a worker dog? Or was it a human?
We don't know. But here's what I love. The lady says that she was able to wash her clothes several times, and the smell and colors were gone. And here's the thing, guys. I am not a super particular person. There's a lot of things that I will let go.
You are pretty low-key when it comes to drama sometimes.
But I'll just tell you right now, if I feel like someone else has peed on my clothes, that's the end of those clothes.
Dog or human, you're going shopping.
I mean, I get it.
You also want a new luggage thing. I'm not going to keep that.
Nikki, I want new
everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay? The toiletries that were in there, they're gone. And it's like, well, they were inside another bag.
Doesn't matter.
It actually doesn't matter. You have just, no, it completely doesn't matter. Here's the thing. Apparently here in the U.S., we are just urine happy on airlines because here's a guy who flew American who says that he found a full barf bag under his seat and that his seat was soaked in urine.
Oh, someone had a bad flight. Okay. Someone is nervous with flying because you had some problems. And I think we should be more compassionate towards that person because that means you were having, oh, that's embarrassing. That's a tough time.
So he says he sat down and he was like, what is this feeling?
Oh, God.
I think I'm wet. And he's like, hey, is your seat wet? He said, no. And so he reaches down beneath his seat and then he figures out that, oh, I'm sitting in urine right now.
Oh, and then they can just look up and see who was the person who sat in the seat before.
Yeah.
Or you think they just let it go?
Here's what I'm wondering is, like, tell me what you think. Like, you find a full barf bag in your seat.
Then you borrow someone else because you're going to throw up because of that.
That's what I'm thinking. Is like, that's going to lead to a second full barf bag, I think. So,
Well, they probably pee. I wouldn't know what to do. That'd be so horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's bad. Just don't fly. No one has fun flying. I mean, it is fun because you're like, oh, where am I going?
I'm going somewhere magical.
It's vacation time, but it's not fun. No one's nice. The planes are dirty. That's
and
going on.
And apparently urine soaked.
Maybe her luggage on the Newark.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe it was underneath.
West Coast flight
just
was.
Just dripped down.
Underneath, and it spent the whole flight that way.
Yeah.
Remember the lady when we flew the one time and she spilled her Coke? I think it might have been a Coke and something else on my purse below. And she was drunk and she kept apologizing like that was going to make it better.
I don't remember that.
Was
that
a Frontier flight? Remember that?
Yes.
Real late at night.
Yeah. Okay.
She was
yeah.
flirting the whole flight in front of us with the guy next to her.
No, that's right.
Remember?
Yes. Just like
they
you guys
were having
are
their
sick.
Own little party in front of us in the row, and so she just sloshed her drink everywhere, and my bag was underneath, and I asked, you know, hey, can you stop doing that because it's all over it, and I think the guy kept wanting or asking her, like, hey, can I drive you home or can I, all this stuff. And we're just like, just go away.
Just like, could you guys both stop right now?
You're just embarrassing yourself.
You're disgusting.
And we have to be behind you. So, yeah, I remember that flight.
I forgot about them spilling on you, but I remember the disgusting
the guy,
people in front
of
us.
And the girl.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
Posted a picture of our YouTube anniversary show from last night on our Radio U official Instagram. If you want to go there and give it a heart and you can see what it was like last night.
Okay, let's talk about what you're going to do with your $250,000 bonus check for the riot anniversary.
Oh, is that what you're getting? Yeah, you guys didn't know you're getting that?
Well, we're getting that.
Oh, I thought it was like a class action
thing. No, I'm talking about the two of us. Nikki and I, every year that we do the riot again, of course, we get our salary.
A signing bonus.
And then we get an additional $250,000 bonus check.
That's not true.
It's actually not true. But if we did.
Yeah.
If we did, we could take a ride on Sir Richard Branson's brand new Virgin Galactic spacecraft, the VSS Unity. What do you think, Nikki?
I've never really had the desire to spend that much money to go into space.
Well, that's because you and I don't have that much money.
No, even if I did, it's just, I told you, I don't like space stuff because I can't get down fast enough if something happens.
Well, it's not like you're going to be up there for long. It's practically an airplane.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But it's a space plane.
No, still I don't want to.
So the silver and white craft is about the size of a private jet, and it is designed to take people to space, bring them back to Earth. They currently have 700 people
who want to
that have signed up to take flights on the Galactic Spaceship 2. No, I'm sorry.
That, Unity?
The Spaceship 2 is the one that...
The
VSS Unity, yes.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, no, you're out on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm fascinated by it.
Would you?
Yeah.
If it was free. I mean, like, no money. They're like, oh, well, we want Obi to go up on the plane.
The thing about it is that there's risk in any endeavor, right? Like, I mean, if you were in an airplane, there would be risk. But, man, a spacecraft like that...
That's
and
bigger risk.
That's something. But man, you'd be in space, Nikki. Like, do you know how few people, like, think about humanity and the billions of us that have existed over the course of the history of humanity.
Yeah, but
so few of us have been in space. So I mean, you can
have
number
that bragging rights.
In like so few. Oh,
you could
cool.
have that bragging rights, but then remember your risk for airline travel is that you're sitting in the P seat. So there right. is risks for both sides of travel.
Oh, no. Now, see, the real question that emerges here is, would you be willing to sit in the P seat no. to go into space?
Well, I bet you probably throw up, too, if you're
That's
going
That's the
up
real
in
question.
Space.
I'll tell you what. I'm not thrilled about it. But for free, I might take the PC.
The
if they were like, hey, look, we have a PC on this one.
We're waiving the cost. You want to just sit in it.
We can't charge people $250,000 to ride in the PC. So do you want to go? I think I'd go. Why not? And you know what? That way, if anything did happen on the flight, I wouldn't have to feel bad about it.
No, because the seat's already ruined.
Because, I mean, we are in space.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked. Online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.